Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. If you're listening to us today, you may be listening to us on KBCH, Lincoln City, KWDP, Walport, or KNPT, Heritage Radio, here in Newport, Oregon. So we're so excited now to bring Lincoln County Connections countywide here through Yaquina Bay Communications. We really appreciate this opportunity. On the program today, Katie Hildenbrand.
Good morning.
Good morning. She's Oregon Sea Grant Marine Extension Agent. We're going to talk to her about a variety of things that she's up to in just a moment. But before we get started with that, I did want to draw your attention to Lincoln County's homepage, What's New and the Latest News. And right there at the top of a list of different types of information, we do have some of the information we're going to be discussing today with Katie. There's a Pacific Marine Energy Community Forums media release and information about NIMREC. That's an acronym, but you'll find out more about that in just a moment. There's an FAQ and a media release there, so there's some supplemental information for you. As well, there's information about the Little Rock Creek Bridge construction that's going on, a media release there. Also, last week we announced that it was Federally Qualified Health Center or Health Center Week throughout the country, and as a result of that, we are drawing attention to our own community health centers. And please be aware that those services are available to you, and there's a brochure there that talks more about those. In addition to that, some tsunami earthquake presentation material, Everbridge notification material as well, things that we want you to know about. Of course, there's all kinds of great information at Lincoln County's website, but that's just a few things. So without further ado, hi, Katie.
Hi, good morning.
I'm glad you made it today.
I am too.
So you are my third guest, and it's great that you've come on the program. I've had other individuals from OSU Extension, and I think with the Marine Energy the community forums made me think of you, but you know, I kind of apologize for not having you on now.
That's
never,
all right.
It's never too late. So maybe you could tell us about what you do, just in a kind of a general way.
Sure, yeah. So I wear lots of different hats, and I kind of work for lots of different entities, I guess. I work for Oregon State University, and within Oregon State University, I work for the Oregon Sea Grant Program, which is sort of like not a true department, but sort of its own department. But then within this Oregon Sea Grant, I'm in the Extension Program. So I work, actually work coast-wide, county-wide as well, but I work out in the Lincoln County Extension Office, which is located in Newport. But I do a variety of activities relating from kind of fisheries, education, and outreach efforts. I do a lot of collaborative research with the commercial fishermen and kind of just solve coastal use issues. Just started a working waterfronts docent program down on Port Dock 1 on the bayfront to kind of educate visitors about the working waterfront and sea lions and that kind of stuff. But then sort of the other part of my working life is really working on marine renewable energy issues with OSU and with OSU's department that does that, which is called NIMREC, or the Northwest National Marine Renewable Energy Center.
And, you know, for folks who are listening to us that may be just a little unfamiliar with OSU Extension at all, you know, it's interesting. I guess we were one of the first. I was talking to Commissioner Hall this morning, and he reminded me that Lincoln County was one of the first to support Extension, you know, through a tax base. But I've got here, I printed down the Coast Ranger.
Oh, yes. It's our newsletter. Yeah.
I mean, your newsletter for everything and all the staff over at OSU Extension that you do is very thick. I mean, how do you guys managed to produce this on top of all the other stuff that you do?
You should have our person that actually does them come in here. But yeah, to me, it's kind of magic. You give her an article and out comes the Coast Ranger. But I think what's unique about our program and about the Lincoln County Extension Office is it's really diverse. And so there's three Sea Grant people at that office, which is also very rare. Most other Extension offices maybe have one. We have three. We have myself. We have Jeff Fellner, who also does kind of fisheries and seafood issues. And then we have David Landkamer, who does aquaculture. He's the only aquaculture, marine aquaculture person in the state. So we have those three Sea Grant people. And then we also have two people that do family care connection services, really working with child care providers. which is a service that I've used for my own kids in the past. We have a 4-H program. We have a nutrition program. We have small farms. We have a small woodlands program. And mm-hmm. so we have a master gardener. So we have a huge diversity in programming. And that's why the newsletter gets so thick, I think.
Well,
yeah.
As far as OSU Extension, obviously, you know, being this wonderful outreach tool for education, whenabouts did Marine come into the folds? Do you have any idea?
I do. And so the Oregon Sea Grant program, I think it was last year, celebrated our 40th year. So I think we're in the 41st year this year. We were actually one of the first Sea Grant programs in the nation. So there was three that were created at the same time. I think it was Oregon, Alaska, and the third one was maybe on the West Coast. So we're one of the oldest Sea Grant extension programs. But what's unique about Oregon is that we actually had the first marine extension agent person who actually worked for, I think, 3 years before the Sea Grant program ever came. We had a person here in Lincoln County working on an agricultural grant, working with sort of the marine industry.
Well, we're talking to Katie Hildenbrand, and she is from OSU Extension, Oregon Sea Grant, marine extension agent. But maybe when we get back, Katie, we can jump a little into the community forums
sure.
coming up.
Yep.
And let's take a commercial break real fast. You are listening to Lincoln County Connections on the Aquinnah Bay Communication Stations.
Hey, this is Captain Ted from Barrelhead.
And this is Beefy.
You know what, Beefy? I don't mean to jinx us, but I think that summer might finally have got here.
I think you're right, Captain. And we have lots of stuff to help make your summertime fun. We got planter barrels, water barrels, burn barrels, wheelbarrows, lawn and garden tools, railroad ties, blocks, fencing, decking, and holy shnikes, Captain! Is that popcorn I smell?
Well, you bet it is, Beefy. Just another reason for you to stop on by and let us help you kickstart your summer.
Oh, yeah. Summer's hopping at Lincoln County's oldest locally owned building supply store, Barrelhead Building Supply in South Beach. Summer building materials from local people you know and trust.
Oh, yeah, that's us. We're Barrelhead Building Supply, 3551 Southeast Ferry Slip Road in South Beach. So come on by and we'll help you
get her done.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
These days, news is available everywhere with information about everything from commodities prices in Europe to sports scores in Peru. If you want to choose the news you get and when you get it, news in and about Lincoln County, just log on to our news website at OregonCoastDailyNews.com. Get the latest breaking local news, complete with the stories, audio, photos, and video. Be informed when and where you want it at OregonCoastDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. We have Katie Hildenbrand on the program, and I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Katie, these energy forums, size it up.
Yes, I'll size it up for you. So Oregon State University does a lot of wave energy research and testing. Sort of the last phase of that testing they want to do is to create what's called a grid-connected test facility in the ocean. Grid-connected just means that you bring the power back to shore and connect it to the electricity grid. And so they have done some technical studies looking at what sites in Oregon might be suitable. And basically four different sites came up: Camp Rialia, Newport, Reedsport, and Coos Bay. The Camp Rialia project would really be dependent sort of on the military as a partner, and so there's still some conversations and dialogue that needs to get through that to move forward. But the other three sites right now, Newport, Coos Bay, and Reedsport, we're going to start having some community forums here next week, really for the community to kind of get educated on the concept of this center, which we're calling PMEC, or the Pacific Marine Energy Center. Lots of acronyms here.
Yes.
So the forums are so the community can kind of get educated on what the concept is, learn about what that would be, and also about the process for actually finding a site. And hopefully we'll find some individuals in there and communities that are willing to kind of work with us on trying to, you know, look at what site within that community might work for the community and might work for OSU to kind of move forward. And really, I think what OSU is after here is sort of who wants them, you know, what community wants them there. They don't want to be in a place that the community's not supportive. So they're really trying to find a partner in there and also find out what the community might need in order to make those decisions. And so if the community says, well, we really need like a view shed analysis done, or we really need to talk about EMF, or really concerned about electromagnetic fields, or whatever those issues are, then we can start sort of supplying those resources to help that community make that decision of whether or not they want a testing center like that in their community or not.
Can you maybe give us some background about when did you really just see wave energy blip on the radar as far as in what you do? I mean, how far are you going back to when you first sort of knew that this was going to have some implications for us?
So I have been with Morgan C. Grant in this role for about 8 years. And when I was hired and went through the 2-day terrible, rigorous interview process, there was not one word about marine renewable energy or wave energy. There was nothing.
Wasn't that in the lexicon? I mean, at
no,
all?
No, it was not. But okay. About, not even 6 months, maybe 3 months into the job, Oregon Sea Grant funded some graduate students of one of OSU's wave energy research to help work on some prototype design. And I think our leadership sort of recognized that if this were to sort of work, that there's sort of some potential user conflict issues with this happening. And so part of the caveat of funding this work was for this researcher, Dr. Annette Vonjuan, to kind of connect with me to try to connect with the fishing community on how we could sort of make some of this stuff, you know, how we could sort of collaborate on this. So 3 months into the job, sort of got pulled into that, and then about maybe 9 months after that, so about a year after I had been there, things just exploded with commercial permits in Oregon being filed, over 7 of them in like a 13-month period. Started working with Lincoln County on a variety of things to try to engage and educate. So it's pretty much been my job since I've gotten here, although it wasn't something that was anticipated.
Yeah. It's that heavy, I guess, isn't it?
It is, and I think that I've done a lot of different things with it, and I've worked with private developers as well, trying to sort of help them work better with communities and understand the issues. So I do that. I sort of fill in where needed, but do a lot of work with OSU because, well, I am OSU. You know, that's who I work for. So really helping them with their own outreach and engagement process has been a lot of it.
We're talking to Katie Hildenbrand. I'm Casey Miller. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections.
The warmth of summer heats up the savings at Mills Ace Hardware's 2 stores in Lincoln City. It's Dollar Days. Every August, the staff at Mills Ace Hardware puts hundreds of items on sale, priced from a thin greenback to $5. Hundreds of items for home, office, and dare we say, back to school. Saving household cash now at Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City during the annual August Dollar Days sale. Ace really is a place with the helpful hardware folks where the dollar can really be stretched.
O'Reilly. For 3 days, you'll be blown away at the incredible deals at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, you'll find prices slashed on batteries, wiper blades, motor oil, fuel injector cleaner, tools, and much more. But hurry in this weekend because these prices won't last long. Save big at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Make Room for Savings event is on right now at the Home Depot with our best values of the summer for any project and every room. Like the exclusive Delta Classic Chrome Water Sense Faucet at a new lower price of only $49. Conserving water always makes sense. So does conserving money. Now you can do both beautifully while you make room for savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
And we are back with Lincoln County Connections. You're listening to us on KW. DP, KBCH, Lincoln City, KNPT, Newport. We're talking to Katie Hildenbrand of OSU Extension. She's your Marine Extension Oregon Sea Grant agent. Katie, you were telling us about these forums coming up, the Pacific Marine Energy Community Forums, and you're giving us a backstory on the wave energy issue. Can you talk about the implications, the good implications in terms of, energy? I mean, there could be some promising energy sources. It's kind of exciting, and yet on the other hand, we don't want to be too disruptive of our culture, our agriculture of the sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a really big issue, and a lot of it depends on kind of within marine renewable energy and even within wave energy, sort of like what you're talking about. Are we talking commercial scale devices, or are we talking a testing center? Are we talking devices that are anchored to the seafloor and stay underwater? Are we talking devices that, that are buoy-like? So are we talking devices that are in a jetty? There's just lots of different things within there. But I think sort of the main issues that come up as things that need to be dealt with, worked through. A lot of times you can't resolve them. It's more so a working thing that you just kind of work through the issue is environmental issues. So how are these things going to affect the ocean floor? How are they going to affect the environment? How are they going to affect specific species like marine mammals, fish, invertebrates, little critters that live in the mud, all of that kind of stuff. View shed issues. So are we going to have to look at them? What are they going to look like? What about the lighting at night? Are we going to have to look at that? And then a lot of ocean user issues. So how is this going to impact fishing, recreation, that kind of stuff? Where are we going to put them? And then sort of on the positive side, there's also some questions about economic development. How is this going to potentially help those communities? What types of jobs might be created? What types of, other opportunities might come out because that facility is there? For instance, will there be increased tourism, people to come see them? Will there be increased use of hotels and restaurants as developers come and test at these facilities or that sort of thing? So those are sort of the general things that come up. There's also a lot of cultural issues about, if you put something like this there, are you then changing sort of the, for lack of a better word, the fuel, of that community? And if you are, is that a good thing or a bad thing, or how does the community feel about that?
You have undoubtedly been in Toledo.
Yes, I live in Toledo.
Oh,
yes.
You live in Toledo, so it's just a hop, skip, and a jump for you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Boy, you've got a whole team of
resources. I do. Someone just brought me water, yeah.
Dave Miller, what a guy. So you've been looking at some of the devices. What have you seen in Toledo this week?
Well, that water helps. So this week, OSU is getting ready to deploy some devices. They'll be kind of northwest of Uquinna Head Lighthouse in Newport. And so there's two things they're putting in the water. There is what's called the OSU Ocean Sentinel, and that is kind of looks like a little tiny vessel, but it's not like a vessel, but that's kind of the shape. And that is what will be actually connected through like an umbilical cord to a device called the WETNZ, which is short for Wave Energy Technology New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And so that is a device by a private company that is being tested. And it's a half-scale model. It's still really big, though. It sounds like that's small, but it's not. It's really big. And so that device will be under test, and it will be connected to the OSU Ocean Sentinel, which then takes the power, does the data analysis on the power, and also has a lot of wave energy monitors and wind sensors and that kind of stuff so that they can...
So does the energy-producing part of the device sit on the floor then, and then the Sentinel's kind of on the top?
No, actually, the Ocean Sentinel, it's up on the surface of the water. It has what's called a three-point mooring system. So there's kind of three different anchors that are on the bottom to keep it steady in one place. And then the WETNZ device, it sort of looks like two big goalposts with the float between the goalposts that moves around. So don't think buoy.
These
it's not a buoy.
So
yeah, it's very different. It's not a buoy. And so that sits kind of upright, like I said, just like goalposts in the water. It's also on a three-point mooring system to keep it steady. And then there's like this cable that runs from one to the other. So, yeah.
And so are we going? So these are the devices that are going to be tested now.
These are the devices that are going to be tested now with this Ocean Sentinel. So it's not grid connected. The power goes to the Sentinel. And this fills a need for sort of developers that need to do an ocean test and that want to scale up their devices from, like, testing in a tank, but aren't quite ready to do a full-scale grid-connected device.
Right.
Yeah.
The research
kind of the in-between.
Finally needs to come into the real application. And like you say, it's only half the size. And one of the things that kind of shocked me when I've seen some of these devices, when you see people standing next to them, is can be really huge.
They're really big. They're really, really big. And part of the reason for that is that the ocean is so big and the water is so big. And part of the reason why testing is so important is that when you test in a tank, you can't scale down the water. You know, you can scale down the size of the tank, but the viscosity of the water, how it behaves, is always the same. You know, you can't make that any smaller. And so that's why it's really important to actually test in an ocean environment and test at a, you know, bigger scale, because that's how it's really going to function. Yeah.
Any pro or con or why, you know, they're testing here or reasons they're testing here as opposed to somewhere else? Is it because of all the resources that are tied in to our community, or that this might be a practical application for it in this area anyways? What's the driver for that?
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, first of all, if you look worldwide, there's not that many places to test anyway. So it's not like you have 80 choices. You have like three. So it's there's really not that many places to go. OSU originally started looking at Newport because they had tested some of their devices here anyways. We have facilities at the Hatfield Marine Science Center. We're close to Corvallis for a lot of those researchers and stuff. And also, we have done a lot of extensive environmental baseline work at this site in Newport. And it was really the community here in Newport and surrounding community as well that helped site that spot. And so that's kind of all of the reasons of why it's there. And we had community support for that. A lot of fishermen participated in the siting of that location. We know that it is used by other people, but it was an area they were willing to share. So we've done a lot of research looking at what happens there now, so that as we start testing, we can see what's happening there during tests and after testing.
Well, Katie, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program today. It always goes by so fast. And
it
maybe
does.
With the last minute and a half, let's plug where people, you know, kind of here in Lincoln County would most likely come to this next forum.
Yeah, so Monday, that is August
20th.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, he's got to show you my sheet here. And that's at 5:30 at the Hatfield Marine Science Center Auditorium in Newport at the Marine Science Center.
Okay. Everybody welcome to come.
Yep, everybody.
Okay, and if you've been listening to the program today, if you want to learn more about what Katie does, it's very easy to find her on the web. Just put in Lincoln County Extension Service, OSU Extension Service, Lincoln County, and Google. I mean, you're easy to find, and great website.
Yeah, and on the Oregon, you can also Google Oregon Sea Grant. I'm there too.
And Oregon Sea Grant, great. This document is also available on Lincoln County's homepage. And to reach Katie, of course, you could always call her at 541-574-6537, extension 27.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Katie, thank you so much for coming onto the program. And if you've been listening to us today, please be reminded again that this is Lincoln County Connections. We talk about news, event, we talk to people all related to Lincoln County government. Thanks for listening.